After that beautiful artistic performance in the beginning,
az elején, az utána a gyönyörű művészi előadás után.
Yeah, Pastor, Pastor Shipley said to me, why don't you do something like that?
Pastor Shipley megkérdezte tőlem, hogy miért nem csinálsz te is valami ilyesmit?
Instead of that other stuff.
Ahelyett az egyéb dolog helyett, amit csinálsz.
So I promised to him
megígértem neki,
that next year in the Eurocon,
hogy jövőre a Eurocon,
I will do some abstract art for you.
Csinálok valami abstrakt művészt. Bemutatok valami abstrakt művészetet. És majd mindenki így fog tapsolni.
I can't wait to see that moment.
Alig várom ezt a pillanatot.
It's been a very artistic day today.
Ez egy nagyon művészi nap volt.
Lord, we need you.
Urunk, szükségünk van rád.
Lord, we worship you. You're amazing.
Csodálatos
life that you have given to us.
Ez az élet, amit adtál nekünk.
You continue giving us fresh thoughts and
mindig friss gondolatokat adsz.
New things,
új dolgokat,
sensations,
új tapasztalatok,
new friends,
új barátokat.
We love you. We just love you and we worship you tonight. And we thank you for these nations that we represent here tonight. What a heavenly view, what a heavenly history. Think we know and understand it, but we don't really.
Azt gondoljuk, hogy tudjuk és értjük ezt, de igazából nem.
We are just at awe when we think about your work.
Csak így álmulunk, ahogy a te ígédre gondolunk. Csak szólj hozzánk ma este. Jézus nevében.
Amen. I want to think about this word providence.
Szeretnék Isten gondoskodásáról gondolkodni. Isten gondoskodása.
It's a powerful word. It's a big word. It's a
erőteljes szó, egy nagy szó.
Potężne słowo, bardzo mocny termin.
Basically it means that God is overseeing all the events and circumstances in life.
Azt jelenti, hogy Isten felügyeli az élet minden eseményét és körülményét. Anélkül, hogy közbeavatkozna a mi szabad akaratunkba, és anélkül, hogy gonoszt kezdeményezne.
But there is one thing that really sealed this providence of God.
Ami a pecsétje Isten gondviselésének.
And it's the cross of Jesus Christ.
És ez Jézus Krisztus keresztje.
What really happened at the cross?
Ami valójában történt a kereszten.
Is that God had personal pain.
Az, hogy Istennek személyes fájdalma volt.
Because of you and me.
Miattad és miattam.
He chose that pain.
És ő választotta ezt a fájdalmat.
Because of his great love for each one of us.
Irántunk való nagy szeretete miatt.
And this is something so great.
És ez valami annyira nagyszerű.
Because this brings us to the grace of God.
Mert ez elvisz minket Isten kegyelméhez.
God's grace is free.
Isten kegyelme ingyenes.
And it's available us.
És rendelkezésünkre áll.
And most of the time that is God's answer to us.
És legtöbbször ez Isten válasza számunkra.
God said to Paul, my grace is sufficient.
Isten azt mondta Pálnak, az én kegyelmem elégséges neked.
And because of the providence of God,
és Isten gondviselése miatt,
that is often the answer.
Gyakran ez a válasz.
The providence of God is the answer.
Isten gondviselése a válasz.
We don't know why.
Nem tudjuk, hogy miért.
We don't know why God doesn't change certain
nem
things.
Nem tudjuk, hogy Isten miért nem változtat meg bizonyos dolgokat.
That God doesn't give those answers.
De Isten nem adja meg azokat a válaszokat.
We trust in his ability to oversee everything.
Bízunk az ő képességében arra, hogy felügyeljen mindent.
And he says,
és azt mondja,
I don't take you away from that situation.
Én nem veszlek ki téged abból a helyzetből,
but I give you grace.
De kegyelmet adok neked.
Maybe you are in a bad marriage.
Lehet, hogy egy rossz házasságban élsz.
Maybe your marriage has never been good.
Lehet, hogy soha nem volt jó a házasságod.
But God gives you grace for it.
De Isten kegyelmet ad neked arra.
Maybe you cannot change your health.
Lehet, hogy nem tudsz változtatni az egészségügyi állapotodon.
You can obviously not change your age.
Az életkorodat tudni, hogy nem tudod megváltoztatni.
But God's grace is available
for you. De Isten kegyelme rendelkezésedre áll.
So many things we cannot do.
Annyi mindent nem tudunk csinálni.
Such as
mint például
mission work.
Missziós munka.
We cannot really do it.
Mi nem igazán tudjuk ezt tenni.
I picture it this way.
Így képzelem ezt el.
It's like if I would have a big sum of money.
Van egy nagy pénzösszegem.
And I would need to leave the country. So I want to give it to somebody to deposit it to my bank account.
Oda akarom adni valakinek, hogy tegye be nekem a bankszámlámra.
Let's say I would have like almost $50.
Mondjuk van majdnem 50 dollárom.
Okay, let's make it 50,000.
Jó, legyen 50,000.
And I would think whom could I trust this money?
És azon gondolkodom, hogy kire bízhatnám ezt.
And I would find the worst criminal in the city.
És megkeresném a legrosszabb bűnözőt a városban. Egy tolvaj,
who has no legs,
akinek nincsenek lábai,
has no hands,
nincsenek kezei,
is deaf and dumb,
süket és nem tud beszélni,
blind,
vakis,
illiterate,
és nem tud olvasni,
obviously,
nyilvánvalóan,
and I would give it to him.
És neki adnám oda.
That's us doing mission work.
Ez az, amikor mi végezzük a missziót.
Te obrazuje nas wykonujących pracę misyjną.
And you know what is amazing?
És tudjátok, mi a csodálatos?
And what's the greatest frustration for Satan?
És mi Sátánnak a legnagyobb frusztráció?
Somehow that money gets deposited.
Hogy valahogy az a pénz mégis bekerül a bankba.
Znajdują się w końcu na koncie bankowym.
How did it happen?
Jak to się stało?
How that's mission work.
To jest praca misyjna.
That's how we are doing mission work.
Tak my wykonujemy pracę misyjną.
It's a miracle. It's a miracle.
To jest cud.
It's a miracle.
To jest cud.
It's an amazing miracle.
To jest nadzwyczajny cud.
It's the work of God.
To jest dzieło Boże.
I want to show you this painting.
Chcę wam pokazać taki obraz.
Unfortunately, it's not my painting.
Niestety to nie ja go namalowałem.
Some of you said obviously.
Niektórzy z was mówili, że
chyba to jasne.
This is the most expensive painting at the moment.
Najdroższy obraz obecnie.
In last November it was sold for 450 million, a little bit more
dollars. W ubiegłym
roku został on sprzedany za ponad 450 milionów dolarów.
Last November.
W listopadzie
ubiegłego roku.
And the name of this painting.
Ten obraz jest zatytułowany.
Who knows the name of this painting?
Kto wie, jaki jest tytuł tego obrazu?
The name of this painting.
Ten obraz jest zatytułowany.
Salvador Mundi, the savior of the world.
Salvador Mundi, malował zbawiciel świata.
The most expensive painting in the world today.
Najdroższy obraz na świecie.
It's called the savior of the world.
Nazywa się zbawiciel świata.
Világ megváltója.
Done by Leonardo da Vinci.
Leonardo da Vinci festette.
Amazing.
Bármulatos.
God's timing.
Isten időzítése.
God's timing.
Isten időzítése.
How was this painting kept until this year?
Hogyan őrizték meg ezt a képet eddig az évig?
That's not the most amazing thing.
Nem ez a legbámulatosabb dolog.
The most amazing thing is that the person who bought this painting.
Az, hogy aki megvette ezt a képet.
Najbardziej nadzwyczajną rzeczą jest to, że osoba, która kupiła ten obraz.
It's a Saudi prince.
It's Saudi
herceg. Osoba, która kupiła ten obraz, jest książę saudyjski.
Who lives in Saudi Arabia.
Aki w Saudi Arabiában él.
Isn't that amazing?
De nem mulatos.
God's providence. God is
Isten
doing something, right?
Boże, Isten végez valami.
And last year,
és tavaly,
the Louvre opened a museum in Abu Dhabi.
Nyitott Abu Dhabiban egy múzeumot.
Beautiful museum.
Egy gyönyörű múzeumot.
And this painting.
És ez a festmény.
This painting.
Ez a festmény.
This painting.
Ez a festmény.
Will be shown in that Louvre in Abu Dhabi.
Będzie wystawiony w Abu Dhabiban.
Because they wanted to draw people just like Mona Lisa is drawing people.
Szeretnék odavonni az embereket, csak úgy, ahogy a Mona Lisa festmény vonza az embereket Franciaországba.
Tak jak Mona Lisa przyciąga zwiedzających do Louvre w Paryżu.
Even if you don't look at the painting,
nawet jeżeli nie patrzysz na ten obraz,
but just think about the name.
To pomyśl sobie o jego tytule.
One of the most interesting attraction in the Arab world.
Egyik najciekawszą atrakcją w świecie arabskim
will be called the savior of the world.
Będzie obraz zbawiciel świata.
Is God doing some mission work? God told me. Thank you for trying to get people to the Arab world. But I don't know if they're coming. So let's do something different
here.
But you know what I'm saying? God is doing his work. Wasn't that the message to Esther? Esther, if you don't go, God will raise his answer from somewhere else. God is going to do his work. Don't miss it. Don't miss it. That's our part of the work. Not to miss it. No, in Dubai.
Dubaiban.
The highest building in the world is in Dubai.
A világ legmagasabb épülete Dubaiban van.
I don't know if I should be proud or not.
Nem tudom, hogy erre most büszkének kéne lennem vagy
but
sem.
But it's in Dubai.
De ott van Dubaiban.
It's called Burj Khalifa. Burj Khalifa.
Burj Khalifa.
And I was invited to visit a person.
És meghívtak, hogy látogassak meg valakit.
A very rich person.
Egy nagyon gazdag embert.
There is a hotel in that building.
Van abban az épületben egy hotel.
Armani Hotel.
Egy Armani Hotel.
Everybody knows Armani.
Mindenki hallott az
Armaniról.
Nagyon drága hotel.
So, as I went from the airport by taxi,
ahogy a repülőtéről mentem taxival,
I told the taxi driver to stop in front of the before we go to the building, because I wanted to take a picture.
Mondtam a taxisofőrnek, hogy álljon meg, mielőtt odaérünk az épülethez, mert szerettem volna egy fényképet készíteni a világ legmagasabb épületéről.
So as I was reaching out to take the picture,
ahogy így kinyúltam, hogy fényképezzek,
in the next lane,
a másik sávban
there was a taxi.
Állt egy taxi.
There was a Pakistani taxi driver.
És volt ott egy pakisztáni taxisofőr.
Who saw that I'm taking a picture.
Aki látta, hogy fényképezek.
So he jokingly started posing like, you know,
viccesen elkezdett
pozolni.
As if I would be taking a picture.
Mint hogyha róla készítenék fényképet.
And my taxi driver was Indian.
És az én sofőröm meg indiai volt. És ugye az indiaiak meg a pakisztániak fasírban vannak.
So I told my taxi driver.
Azt mondtam a taxi sofőrnek.
I said that the most amazing thing
is
that this man's life is far more expensive than this
hogy annak az embernek az élete sokkal drágább, mint az épület.
That's what God thinks.
Ezt gondolja Isten.
That's how God does reach out to people.
Isten így éri el az embereket.
He values us each one.
Hogy értékel valamennyiünket.
Tremendously.
Nagyon, nagyon.
Why?
Miért?
Because he has had personal pain because of us.
Azért, mert személyes fájdalma volt miattunk.
He has suffered because of each one of us.
Szenvedett mindegyikünk miatt.
It's not just general.
Nem csak ilyen általános szenvedés volt ez,
something very personal,
hanem valami nagyon személyes.
And that brings us to a place of grace.
És ez elvisz minket a kegyelem helyére.
We have been given an abundant grace, greater grace for our lives.
Bővölködő kegyelmet, nagyobb kegyelmet kaptunk az életünkre.
Whatever our situation is, you have grace.
Bármi is legyen a helyzetünk, van rá kegyelem.
And this is our testimony.
És ez a bizonyságunk.
Don't fall from that grace.
Ne essél ki abból a kegyelemből.
Paul speaks about that in Galatians 5.
Pál beszél erről Galácia 5:4-ben.
Because he's amazed that these people who heard the grace of God became legalistic.
Ezek az emberek, akik hallották Isten kegyelmét, törvényeskedőkké lettek.
And that's a sure sign that you have fallen from the grace.
És ez egy biztos jele annak, hogy kiestél a kegyelemből.
You become, first of all, you could become very judgmental.
Nagyon ítélkező leszel.
About everybody.
Mindenkivel kapcsolatban.
About everything.
És mindennel kapcsolatban.
In the church.
A gyülekezetben.
In relationships.
Családodban, kapcsolatokban.
That's a clear sign.
ez egy világos jel,
bardzo wyraźny
arra, znak, hogy kiesőben vagy a kegyelemből.
A másik jel, hogy elveszíted
az örömödet,
a
nincs örömöd, mert évek óta.
Kolejny znak jest taki, że straciłeś radość, od lat nie odczuwasz radości.
And another one is that you start comparing.
És a másik, hogy elkezdesz hasonlítgatni.
You live in comparison.
Zaczynasz porównywać rzeczy.
Keep yourself in the grace of God.
Őrizzétek meg magatokat Isten kegyelmében.
He is doing his amazing work.
Ő végzi az ő hatalmas munkáját.
We don't understand it.
Mi nem értjük ezt.
You know, I don't understand it at all.
Egyáltalán nem értem.
You know, the longer I am involved in mission work,
minél régebb óta benne vagyok a missziós munkában,
I understand it.
Annál kevésbé értem.
But the more I love it.
De annál jobban szeretem.
Amen.
Amen.
Well, yeah. Vorko. Let me see, Esther, yeah.
Esther.
Like I just want to tell people what you do for your work.
Chciałem tylko powiedzieć wszystkim, co robisz, jaką masz pracę.
Okay, she's a trapeze artist in the Finnish circus.
Ona pracuje w fińskim cyrku na trapezie.
This girl right here. Isn't that amazing?
To nie jest fajne.
Wow, that's amazing.
That's
wow, cool. What do you do on your spare time?
A co ty robisz w wolnym czasie?
That message really, really spoke to my heart.
To słowo naprawdę przemówiło do mojego serca.
That was amazing message. And it really is important.
To jest bardzo ważne.
And the last things he said.
Legutolsó dolog, amit mondott.
The last, you know, few two minutes.
Az utolsó két perc.
When I'm judgmental with people, and I've fallen from the grace of God.
Kiedy zaczynam osądzać ludzi, to odpadłem od łaski Bożej.
Then he said, don't compare.
Potem powiedział, nie porównuj się.
Don't judge.
Nie osądzaj.
Yeah, I'm trying to remember it.
Próbuję sobie przypomnieć.
That was so good.
So
we'll cover a little bit of that.
Więc troszeczkę się tym zajmę.
But before we do,
ale zanim do tego dojdę,
do you remember the illustration, his message about the man without arms and without eyes and everything,
right? Czy pamiętacie ten przykład, który on podał o tym człowieku bez rąk, nóg i oczu?
Was that a good, that's a good illustration.
To jest bardzo dobry przykład.
Mission work.
Pracy misyjnej.
Nobody would cross the street to listen to you or me preach.
Nikt nie przeszedłby przez ulicę, żeby posłuchać kogokolwiek z nas.
Nobody would get up in the morning and say, I am seeking for God.
Nikt nie wstałby rano, mówiąc, szukam Boga.
But it happens.
Ale tak jest.
Because of the grace of God.
Z powodu łaski Bożej.
A mystery.
To jest tajemnica.
Wasn't that good?
All
right, so I'm going to do a test.
Więc teraz dam wam klasówkę.
I'm going to ask you to stand up.
Poproszę, żebyście wstali.
That's the first part.
Jest pierwsza część.
Okay, many of you are passing the test.
Wielu z was się świetnie udaje.
Okay, you stood up. Okay. Now tell your neighbor the story.
A teraz opowiedz tę historię swojemu sąsiadowi.
Pastor Matti told.
Którą pastor Matti opowiedział.
Okay. Now turn with me to Romans chapter 1.
Sięgnijcie po Biblię, otwórzcie na liście do Rzymian, rozdział pierwszy. Romans chapter 1, if you didn't hear.
Yes, you may be seated.
Tak, możecie usiąść.
Romans chapter 1.
List do Rzymian, rozdział pierwszy.
I didn't know Pastor Taggart could yell so loud.
Nie wiedziałem, że Pastor Taggart jest w stanie krzyczeć tak głośno.
Okay, Romans chapter 1.
Rzymian 1.
And verse 15.
Werset 15.
First of all, I'd like to say,
először is azt szeretném mondani.
Almost everything that I have learned in my Christian life.
Pierwsze chciałbym powiedzieć, że prawie wszystko, czego nauczyłem się w swoim chrześcijańskim życiu,
has come from listening to and following my pastor for 38 years.
Pochodzi stąd, że słuchałem i podążałem za moim pastorem przez 38 lat.
He taught me.
On uczył mnie
to love the Bible.
Nauczył mnie kochać Biblię.
He taught me. Nauczył mnie to go to church.
Chodzić do kościoła.
He taught me.
Nauczył mnie
to repent of my sin.
Upamiętywać się z grzechu.
He taught me to live by faith.
Nauczył mnie żyć przez wiarę.
In Bible school.
W szkole biblijnej.
46 years ago.
46 lat temu.
He said.
Powiedział,
we're going to go into the world
na cały świat
with the gospel.
Z Ewangelią.
And he said it by faith.
I powiedział to przez wiarę.
Because we were in only one place at that time.
Byliśmy wtedy tylko w jednym miejscu.
He taught us about humility.
On nauczył nas o pokorze.
And the Spirit.
I o Duchu.
The Holy Spirit.
O Duchu Świętym.
He taught us prayer.
Uczył nas modlitwy.
He taught us how to think.
Uczył nas jak myśleć.
How to rebound.
Jak upamiętywać się.
How to give grace to each other.
Jak udzielać sobie nawzajem łaski.
One other thing he taught us.
Nauczył nas jeszcze jedną rzecz.
I'd like to take a row of men with this row right here. Pastor Rod, you've got to put your phone down. Okay, you guys, Pastor Shabelli, Pastor Mati, walk right up here.
Pastor
David Morris, Steve Renalotis, Pete Wastera, come on right up here. Just make a line right across. Yeah, just stand there, you're just examples. No preaching, you're not taking the microphone. Come on up, step up a couple steps. Up.
Po prostu będziecie przykładem, stańcie sobie.
This is one thing he taught us.
On nauczył nas tej jednej rzeczy.
There are differences between these men.
Że każdy z tych mężczyzn jest inny.
So 40 years ago,
więc 40 lat temu,
they had more hair.
Oni mieli więcej włosów na głowie.
They wore different size clothes.
Nosili inny rozmiar odzieży.
But what else could we say about them?
Ale co jeszcze moglibyśmy o nich powiedzieć?
They are different.
So różnią się między sobą.
They are different.
Różnią się między sobą.
Yeah. And you know what I learned? Love.
Szeretete. Kochać.
Love.
Szeretete.
How to speak to each other.
Jak mówić do siebie nawzajem.
How to love each other.
Jak kochać się nawzajem.
How not to magnify differences.
Jak nie wyolbrzymiać różnic.
But to love each other.
Ale kochać się nawzajem.
And serve each other.
I służyć sobie nawzajem.
As some of us have been together for 40 years.
Niektórzy z nas.
And we never say a negative word about each other.
Nigdy nie mówimy o sobie nawzajem ani jednego negatywnego słowa.
And we could.
A moglibyśmy.
Turn to each other and say that.
Odwróćcie się do siebie i powiedzcie to.
I mean, question.
Mam pytanie.
Are there differences?
Czy są różnice?
One pastor is like that.
Jeden pastor jest taki.
Another pastor is like that.
Inny pastor jest inny.
And we are to love.
I mamy się kochać nawzajem.
We are to love and encourage.
Mamy kochać i zachęcać.
We are to forgive.
Mamy przebaczać.
We are to pray.
Mamy modlić się.
And edify.
I budować.
And speak grace.
I mówić łaska, rzeczy pełne łaski.
And if you have problems with each other, let's say these two do.
Jeżeli między wami są jakieś problemy, powiedzmy, że ci dwaj się
they have a problem with each other.
Może się poróżnili.
And let's say they do.
Powiedzmy, że tak jest.
They have a real problem with each other.
Naprawdę między nimi jest jakiś konflikt.
What is the point?
Ale o co chodzi?
Like who is right?
Kto ma rację?
Who is wrong?
Kto jest w błędzie?
Or what is the point?
I o co chodzi?
What is the point?
O co chodzi?
What's the point?
Zapytam, o co chodzi?
There isn't it. Okay,
you know, nie chodzi.
The point is,
chodzi o to,
that Jesus is between them.
Że między nimi jest Jezus.
I don't know anybody according to the flesh.
Nie znam nikogo według ciała.
I know each other according to the new creation.
Ale znamy się nawzajem według nowego stworzenia.
You might think, mógłbyś
pomyśleć,
if I was with these group of people, everything would be amazing. Because they were born amazing.
He
was born amazing. They are not amazing.
Ale oni nie są wspaniali.
They are not amazing. Every one of them.
Każdy z nich.
And after the meeting, I can explain it to you.
I po spotkaniu mogę wam to wytłumaczyć.
Every one of them.
Każdy z
nich. And myself.
Ja sam.
There's things about us.
Każdy z nas.
That are not right.
A my w sobie rzeczy, które nie są
immature.
Rędzi.
Or difficult.
Or personality.
Or deficiency.
Failure.
Upadek.
And then add to this.
Dodajcie do tego jeszcze.
Diablo.
Diablo.
El Diablo.
El Diablo.
The devil.
Diabła.
Add to this group.
Dodajcie jeszcze do tej grupy.
The devil.
Diabła.
And we just had a missions march.
Mieliśmy przed chwilą marsz
misyjny.
And how many churches?
Ile kościołów?
And how many pastors?
Ilu pastorów?
And how many weaknesses?
Ile słabości?
And how many difficulties?
Ile trudności?
And how much the devil
jak bardzo
wants to destroy our work?
Diabeł chce zniszczyć nasze dzieło.
And come between us.
I wkraść się pomiędzy nas.
And it can't happen.
Ale nie możemy na to pozwolić.
And I'm serious about it.
We
have to learn to love each other and drop the weapons and drop the language and drop the judgment and drop the comparison. Pastor Mati said it and you said it in his story.
Powiedział to w swojej historii.
We are limited.
Jesteśmy ograniczeni.
But somehow the work continues. And it's like if I don't have it, let's say, okay, Pastor David, here, if I don't have it, just say thanks. Just say, like with him and I, if there's something between us, it may be wisdom not to talk about
it.
I don't say anything. I don't talk about
it.
I can't correct it. He can't change. I can't change. We drop it. We don't talk about it.
Because
I am seeking God.
Szukamy Boga.
And watch.
Posłuchajcie.
4 years later.
4 lata później.
And I mean this.
Naprawdę mówię poważnie.
At one point I can't talk with him.
W pewnym momencie nie mogę już z nim rozmawiać.
Except, hi, Pastor Dave.
God bless you.
Cześć, Pastor Dave. Bóg błogosławi. To wszystko.
That's all that I say.
To wszystko, co mogę powiedzieć.
God bless you.
Niech Cię Bóg błogosławi.
4 years later.
4 lata później.
I love him.
Kocham go.
With all my heart. My heart changed.
Moje serce się zmieniło.
4 years later.
4 lata później.
I love him.
Kocham go.
With all my heart.
Całego serca.
4 years later.
4 lata później.
I just love him. In my heart. God changed my heart. God changed my life. Now he and I are very close. And Jesus did it. You see, we have to bring Jesus into our relationship. And I can say that about this group and many others, that this is how we live. Is seeing Jesus. And don't be critical. Don't be judgmental. Be loving. Be quiet. Be edified. Encourage. Pray. So I got a problem with him. So then I run around telling everybody I have a problem with him. And like God is in heaven and saying, you know what? I got a problem with you. Talk about problems.
Chcesz porozmawiać o problemach?
I got a problem with you. You are arrogant. Judgmental. You got all kinds of problems yourself. You can't love like I love. And so God works on me. And he puts me aside. Now I'm more critical. More judgmental. And it goes in my, it's in my heart. And I think that way about even my good friends. Or my country. Or my family. Or myself. Or wherein I judge, I am judged.
Matthew
7:1.
Oh
no.
Oh, nie.
This is a work of grace. And it's very important. And we must learn it. And be spirit-filled. And be anointed. Where the anointing breaks the yoke. And we must love each other. By Jesus Christ. Not by your good personality. Not by your good being. A good attitude and temperament.
Własny dobry temperament.
Because if I don't love, if there's one I do not love, then I love no one.
Bo jeżeli jest jedna osoba, której nie kocham, to nie kocham nikogo.
Here's one I do not love.
To jest ta osoba, której nie kocham.
Okay, as an example.
Jest przykład.
Okay, I do not love.
Że nie kocham go.
I have to say to Jesus.
Muszę powiedzieć,
I do not love him.
Nie kocham go.
But you do.
Ale ty go kochasz.
And actually, I want to.
I chcę,
and fill me and I will be quiet and you will work in my heart and I will be humble before you and please teach me love and then I love him. It has nothing to do with him, really. It has everything to do with me and God. That is amazing, isn't it? Okay, so that's it. You guys, I'm shocked how good you did this. Thank you so much. That's not the message, but I had to say that. Pastor Matti said it.
Pastor Matti mondta.
And we are all learning that.
És mi valamennyien tanuljuk ezt.
All right, so are we ready now?
Gondos már készen vagyunk.
Romans chapter 1.
Róma 1.
Verse
15.
I don't know, are we ready for it now or
czy jesteśmy teraz na to gotowi?
Are we?
Elolvastok már? Vagy most már készen állunk rá?
That's a problem. I don't know that I am.
Hát ez a probléma, hogy én nem tudom, hogy én készen vagyok rá.
I think there's healing in this room.
Szerintem gyógyulás van ebben a teremben.
I feel there's healing in this room.
Érzem, hogy gyógyulás van ebben a teremben. Egész héten.
All kinds of healing.
Mindenféle gyógyulás.
Spiritual.
Duchowe,
physical,
fizikai,
psychological, emotional, direction.
Kierunek.
God is speaking
Bóg mówi.
And blessing us.
Bóg
and there are so many people here, I'm so proud of them in the Lord. Grant Sutton is one of them. He's
Grant
in the back.
Grant.
What an amazing man. I love that
guy.
And I love it. We love every, you know, we love everybody. But you know what I'm saying? I'm so refreshed. People are asking, when will we, where will we go next year on Eurocon?
Ludzie pytają, gdzie będzie przyszłym roku Eurocon.
And I've heard so many different ideas.
Słyszałam mnóstwo różnych pomysłów.
Pastor Ben said, come to Jerusalem.
Pastor Ben mówi, przyjedźcie do Jerozolimy.
Pastor Larry said, come to Cyprus.
Pastor Larry mówi, przyjedźcie do Cypru.
Suntan lotion.
Ale przywieźcie ze sobą
Pastor Mati said, Tbilisi, Georgia.
Pastor Mati mówi, Tbilisi, Georgia.
Pastor Izmo said, Turku, Finland.
Pastor Izmo mówi, Turku, Finland.
So now we're all confused.
Więc teraz już nam się wszystkim stało.
All right, so be praying about that.
Zawarodo,
let's see what happens.
I zobaczymy, co się stanie.
Okay, are we ready now?
Czy jesteście teraz gotowi?
Okay. Verse 15. So as much as in me is,
amennyire
I am
ready
to preach
nektek is,
the gospel,
akik Rómában vagytok,
to you
az evangéliumot hirdetni.
That are at Rome also.
Tak więc jeśli o mnie idzie, gotów jestem zwiastować Ewangelię i wam w Rzymie.
In Paul's world,
Pál világában,
Pawła,
Rome was the capital.
Róma volt a főváros.
And the world was small.
És a világ kicsiny volt.
In our world,
a mi világunkban,
Beijing, China,
Peking, Kína,
is not far away.
Nincs messze.
And he said, I am ready.
Azt mondta, én készen állok,
to preach the gospel.
Hogy
az evangéliumot
when we say gospel,
és amikor azt mondjuk, hogy az evangélium,
I want you to think of three words.
Szeretném, hogyha három szóra gondolnátok.
They are very important words.
Ezek nagyon fontos szavak.
Gospel.
Az evangélium.
Number one.
Az első.
Blood.
A vér.
Blood.
Vér.
These three words
szó.
Are not so common in everybody's vocabulary.
Nie są bardzo powszechne w słownictwie normalnego człowieka.
When you say blood,
krew,
people don't understand.
Blood.
Krew.
I know what blood is.
Tudom, hogy mi a vér.
What does that mean?
De mit jelent ez?
And we say,
és mi azt mondjuk,
the blood of the lamb.
A bárány vére.
The blood of atonement.
Krew,
az engesztelés vére. The
blood that takes the sin away.
A vér, ami elveszi a bűnt.
Blood.
A vér.
That's part of the gospel.
Ez része
az evangéliumnak.
The blood.
A vér.
Without the shedding of blood, there's no forgiveness.
Vér ontás nélkül nincsen bűnbocsánat.
In Hebrews 9:22.
Zsidók 9:22.
Without blood,
a vér nélkül,
there's no power.
Nincsen erő.
There's no connection.
Nincsen kapcsolat.
There's no way.
Nincsen út.
You cannot go to God without
nem
blood.
Nem tudsz Istenhez menni a vér nélkül.
So that's one word.
Ez az egyik szó.
Now read verse 16.
Aztán 16. vers.
I am not ashamed.
Mert nem szégyellem az evangéliumot.
Nem szégyellem az evangéliumot.
I'm not ashamed
nem szégyellem
of these three words.
Ezt a három szót.
Blood.
Vér.
It is strange
furcsa
to talk to somebody
and
say you are a sinner. God loves you.
Isten szeret téged.
And Christ shed his blood.
Krisztus kiontotta az ő vérét.
They don't understand.
Nem értik.
Because the Bible and the ways of God are not the wisdom of men. He said it is by the foolishness of preaching.
Hogy a prédikálás bolondsága által történik ez.
Gúpstvo.
Gúpstvo. Fantastic word.
Fantasztikus szó.
Wspaniałe słowo.
Let's all learn that word.
Gupstwo.
Gupstwo, is it? Okay, say it, go ahead.
Powiedzcie to. Gupstwo. Gupstwo.
Okay, that means foolishness.
Bolondság.
Foolishness.
Gupstwo.
Bolondság. Okay. All right, wait a minute.
Na jó, vagy jó. Figyeljetek.
Preaching.
Głoszenie.
Prédikálás.
Is not by the linear logic of a Greek philosopher.
Zwiastowanie podąża za linearną logiką
filozofii greckiej.
Or a scientist at Johns Hopkins University.
Albo sposobem myślenia naukowca na Uniwersytecie Johns Hopkins.
Or a mathematician.
Czy matematyka?
It is foolish.
It is
głupstwa.
Głupstwa.
It is foolishness.
It is foolishness to many people. It is. And these three words are why. When you say blood, how do you go? Somebody could say, how do you go to heaven? You say blood. They may not like it. They don't understand it.
Może tego nie zrozumieć.
They may think you are crazy.
Może pomyśleć, że ty oszalałeś.
They'll walk away saying głupstwo.
Aztán elmennek, és azt mondják głupstwa.
But Paul said this.
Ale Paweł powiedział.
I am not ashamed.
Nie jestem wstydzony
of the gospel.
Nie wstydzę się Ewangelii.
I'm not ashamed.
Nie wstydzę się.
I can say it.
I mogę to powiedzieć.
It's through the blood of Christ.
To przez krew Chrystusa.
Second word.
Drugie słowo.
Grace.
Łaska.
Being forgiven.
Przebaczenie.
Having our sins washed away.
To, że nasze grzechy są zmyte. So,
sometimes I think we should sit down and feel real afraid and guilty and ashamed like many people in the world do.
Czasami myślę sobie, że powinniśmy sobie usiąść, poczuć się winni i zhańbieni jak wielu ludzi na świecie.
What is it like to be in prison?
Być w więzieniu
for murder.
Za morderstwo.
What is it like?
Jak to jest?
To be a nobody.
Być nikim.
And be afraid.
I bać się.
And hide in the corner.
I ukrywać się w kącie.
What is it like?
Jak to jest?
To be on a deathbed.
Być na łożu śmierci.
And dying of cancer.
I umierając z raka.
And you don't know where you are going.
I nie widzisz, dokąd się zmierzasz.
What is it like?
Jak to jest?
When you're a teenager.
Kiedy jesteś nastolatkiem.
And everybody makes fun of you.
Wszyscy się z ciebie śmieją.
And you feel foolish.
I czujesz się głupio.
And you don't know.
I nie wiesz.
What is it like?
Jak to jest?
To be ashamed.
Wstydzić się.
Afraid.
Bać się.
Guilty.
I czuć się winnym.
Do you remember?
Czy pamiętasz?
And then you go see the counselors.
Potem idziesz i szukasz jakichś doradców.
And you talk.
I rozmawiasz z nimi.
And it doesn't help.
I też nie pomaga.
And you talk some more.
Jeszcze więcej z nimi rozmawiasz.
And still doesn't help.
I to nadal nie pomaga.
But the foolishness
of
preaching.
Predikálás bolondsága.
Word number one.
Ugye az egyes szó. A vér.
Number two.
A második.
Grace.
Kegyelem.
God's grace.
Isten kegyelme.
Like a shower.
Jak prysznic,
forgiveness,
megbocsátás,
the Holy Spirit,
Duch Święty,
forgiveness,
przebaczenie,
a clean conscience,
czyste sumienie.
I'm not guilty.
Nie jestem winny.
I'm free.
Jestem wolny.
Thank you, Jesus.
Dziękuję,
the grace of God.
Łaska Boża.
That's what a criminal needs.
Tego potrzebuje przestępca.
The grace of God.
Łaska Boża.
That's what a teenager needs.
Tego potrzebuje nastolatek.
The grace of God.
Łaska Boża.
That's what a murderer needs.
Tego potrzebuje morderca.
The grace of God.
Łaska Boża.
Adulterer,
the
grace of God. Mary Magdalene,
Maria Magdalena,
the grace of God.
Nicodemus
and Barabbas and everyone else, the grace of God. Not the law. Let me say this. If you came out of a legalistic church, don't bring your legalism into our church. And if your legalism comes into our church, then the pastor prays and he ministers and he teaches grace and the church is to be filled with the grace of God, the freedom of God, not the programs of man, but the spirit and the freedom and the joy, and it's in the music, and in the hello, hi, and goodbye. See you later. Okay. Love you. Bye. Hey, I want to get a glass of water.
Potrzebuję szklankę wody.
Hey, see ya.
Do zobaczenia.
Bye.
Hey, see ya.
Love you. Be praying for. See you Tuesday.
Modlę się o ciebie.
No, Monday morning must be Monday. And we say goodbye 20 times.
I żegnamy się 20 razy.
And we are going to say goodbye for 24 hours.
I mówimy, że żegnamy się przez 24 godziny.
The Spirit.
Duch
of grace. The Spirit of grace.
Duch in the church.
The Spirit of grace. At home. Recently I heard of a man with a family. And he went into legalism.
Zniosło go w legalizm.
And just has ruled in his house.
Panował w swoim domu.
By the law.
Zakonem.
And just saying
mówił,
you do this or you will be punished.
Masz to zrobić, albo cię ukaram.
You do this or you will be punished.
Masz to zrobić, jak mnie to kara.
And maybe even said to his wife, I
know you're not.
You do this or you will be punished. God will punish you. God will punish you. God will punish you. That is terrible Christianity. That is terrible. That is no gospel. That is no freedom. That is not. Paul said, I am not ashamed because I know what the gospel does. Look at verse
16.
It is the power of God unto salvation to everyone that believes. When you walk around
amikor jártasz az evangéliummal,
you are carrying a powerful weapon.
Akkor egy hatalmas fegyvert hordozol.
Powerful medicine.
Hatalmas gyógyszer.
Powerful message.
Hatalmas üzenetet.
It is the power of God.
Isten hatalma.
To save.
Az üdvösségre.
The third word.
A harmadik szó.
Is the word faith.
Vjára.
Hit.
How do I get it?
Hogyan szerzem meg?
By listening. By listening. Even sometimes when we're preaching, we don't realize the power of the gospel. But we do it when we go out on the street and these precious people, the Christian farmers, and their work and their faith and their message is amazing. We don't realize how many people need it. And we don't realize the power of it and how God can open the heart.
És azt, hogy Isten hogyan tudja megnyitni a szívet
of Lydia.
Lydia szívét.
And she received it.
És elfogadta.
And sometimes we don't even know.
És néha mi magunk sem tudjuk.
And they listen.
És ők figyelnek.
And it goes in their hearts.
És ez bekerül a szívükbe.
And they say, I believe.
És azt mondják, igen, hiszek.
And you almost say, what?
És majdnem azt mondod, mi?
I believe.
Hiszek.
I believe. Has it happened to you?
Megtörtént már
vele. And somebody comes the next day and say, I believe.
Valaki jön a következő nap, és azt mondja, hiszek.
Jesus is real.
Hiszem, hogy Jézus valós.
And they don't know what happened.
És nem is tudják, hogy mi
történt. But we can say these three words.
De mi ezt a három szót mondjuk.
The blood of Jesus.
Jézus vére.
Cleanse their conscience
and
justified them in Romans 5:9. The grace of God came to them and they realized they are a child of God, and they did it. It happened by faith without works, no preparation, just by listening. And when they believed, they were saved. It is the power of God unto salvation. It's amazing. So when we get on an elevator, and it's packed with people, everybody's quiet, they're looking at their shoes. I don't say this is an opportunity to evangelize.
Nem mondom, hogy ha beszállok egy ilyen létbe, akkor ez egy lehetőség az evangelizálásra.
It could be.
Lehet.
But I'm not evangelizing every person I see.
Nem evangelizálok
meg mindenkit, akit látok.
I'm not handing a track out to everyone, even though I might say that. This for 1 hour, I'm going to be on the street handing out a tract to everyone. I may do that.
Nem lehet, hogy egy órára kimegyek az utcára, és akkor osztogatom a traktátusokat.
Będę stał i rozdawał wszystkim traktaty.
But I go to work.
Elmegyek dolgozni.
I go home.
Hazamegyek.
I go to the gas station.
Elmegyek a benzinkútra.
And I have it in my mind.
És ott van az elmémben.
And I want to refresh this in your heart and in mine.
És szeretném ezt felfrissíteni az én szívemben és a ti szívetekben is.
There are people in our neighborhoods that are suicidal.
Emberek a környékünkön, akik az öngyilkosságot fontolgatják.
There are people in our neighborhoods that are criminals.
Vannak emberek a környékünkön, akik bűnözők.
They are sex offenders. There are people in our neighborhoods that are depressed. There are people in our neighborhoods that don't have a friend or a relative. And we are here. We are loaded. It's loaded. We are loaded. We have a treasure. And we're not ashamed of it. We just know it. We want to find the way to share it. Many people, most people get saved in a local church. And what touches them? It's the message. And it's also the people. These people have something. It's called the Holy Spirit. These people have love. These people are wise. These people have joy. How did that happen? It is the work of God. And it is in every country, with every language, with every group of people. For out of every nation and tongue and tribe, throughout history, there are people before the throne of God.
Vannak emberek Isten trónja előtt.
And let's close by saying, Pastor Matti, has made decisions.
Hozott döntéseket.
And he has a unique ministry.
És van egy egyedi szolgálata.
With his heart
a szívével,
and his work
és a munkájával,
and his faith.
És a hitével.
And I would never touch that.
És én ezt soha nem fogom megérinteni.
But thank God for it.
De hála Istennek érte.
And pray for him.
Imádkozunk érte.
And this work in the Middle East.
És ezért a munkáért a Közel-Keleten.
And he started in Switzerland.
Svájcban.
At a conference years ago as a young man.
Évek ezelőtt fiatal emberként. Hány éves voltál?
16-17. He was 20 years old.
20 éves volt.
And he stood up to be a missionary.
És felállt, és mondta, hogy missionárius lesz.
Then in Finland,
Finnországban
we met.
Találkoztunk.
And he came.
És eljött.
Then he went to Bible school.
És járt Biblia iskolába.
He got some training.
És został w szkole.
And walked by faith.
Chodził przez wiarę.
And growing.
És növekedett.
And learning.
I uczył się.
And God's work. And I want to say that to say it to you here. And to all of us. If you have a Bible school, put your heart as a pastor, put your heart into it. Make disciples. Spend time with them. Teach them. Train them. Because they are our future. Because there are other people like him.
Mert vannak még hozzá hasonló emberek.
But now they are 20 years old.
De most 20 évesek.
And like us.
És hozzánk hasonlóan.
The ladies.
És a hölgyek.
That have a calling.
Kiknek elhívás.
It's the same thing.
Ugyanez a dolog.
It's a calling.
Van egy elhívás. A szívemben.
And I say, how can I go?
És azt mondom, hogyan mehetnék?
Unless I preach.
Ha nem
prédikálok.
Hogyan prédikálhatok?
If I don't know the gospel.
Ha nem ismerem az evangéliumot.
I have to learn it.
Meg kell, hogy tanuljam.
It's the blood.
Ez a vér.
It's the grace.
Ez kegyelem.
And it's by faith.
És ez hitáltalán.
Believe. And you receive grace,
és kegyelmes
and it's by the blood
és ez a vér
által that makes you clean
ami tisztává tesz téged,
and justifies you.
És megigazít téged.
So our churches are vital.
Our
Bible schools are vital.
Disciples
are vital.
And
then one other thing. When they get to a certain age, they are somehow prepared.
And
send them out.
Get
rid of them as fast as you can. If they're called. Send them out.
Train them.
And put the harness on them. And say, don't just go to that country to be a nice person.
Go to that country to be, what's it called?
Kusla. Nie iść do tego kraju, żeby być miłym człowiekiem, ale iść do tego kraju, żeby być głupstwem.
Not just be a good person.
Nie bądź po prostu dobrym człowiekiem.
But have a message.
Because
nothing will happen.
Bo nic się nie
there are missionaries all over the country. They're all over the world. They are not seeing salvations. They are not seeing churches planted. They are not making disciples. Jesus and the Apostle Paul say, make disciples.
Nie widzą, jak ludzie są czynieni uczniami, a Jezus powiedział, idźcie na cały świat i czyńcie uczniów.
Saturated in this book.
Nasiąknij tą księgą.
Living by faith. Żyj przez wiarę.
A lot of joy. And a lot of grace. And how we treat each other. Is so important. People are watching. Angels are watching. And the demons know who we are. Hallelujah. They know who we are. Jesus, I know. Paul, I know. And many of you, the devil knows. That's okay.
Because
we have found
our
hiding place,
our
ministry,
our life,
and the world needs
it
so much. Amen.
Amen.
Okay, I could speak all night, but that's good enough.
Praise the Lord.
There are many here tonight, Lord, that are searching in their hearts for their future. May they be before you and say in their hearts, use me, Lord, and send me. Prepare me.
Készíts fel engem.
And send me.
Küldj el engem.
Use me.
Használj engem.
The world needs missionaries.
A világnak szüksége van missionáriusokra.
That are not ashamed.
Akik nem szégyellik.
It sounds a little crazy to some people.
Őrültségnek hangzik némelyeknek.
But to some,
de némelyeknek
it is the power of God.
Ez Isten hatalma, Isten ereje.
And they say, I will never forget that. Jesus is real.
Jézus valós.
I'll never forget it.
Soha nem fogom elfelejteni.
It's the power of God.
Ez Isten hatalma.
That does that.
Ami ezt elvégzi.
And we say, wow.
És mi azt mondjuk, hű.
Thank you, Lord.
Köszönöm, Uram.
Maybe somebody here says, you're saying in your heart, I want to stand. I want to do something. I want to learn it. I want to share it. I might be young or old, but in my heart, I want to stand and say, yes, Jesus, I want to be part of this solution.
Része akarok lenni ennek a megoldásnak.
People are perishing.
Az emberek elvesznek.
People are in trouble.
Az emberek bajban vannak.
People are afraid.
Az emberek félnek.
People are hiding.
Az emberek rejtőzködnek.
People are guilty.
Az embereknek bűntudatuk van.
People are dying.
Az emberek haldokolnak.
Send us, Lord, with the message to the hospitals, prisons, schools, to the street. Bring us into your temple.
przyprowadź nas do Twojej świątyni,
abyśmy
widzieli Twoją chwałę
i rozumieli, kim
jesteś.
Jezus.
In your name.
Te nevedben.
Anoint our pastors in a fresh way.
Kent fel egy friss módon a pastorainkat.
Give us a fresh beginning.
Adj nekünk egy friss kezdetet.
Give us a new chapter.
Adj nekünk egy új fejezetet.
Segíts
nekünk.
And lead us.
S vezess minket
in these thoughts.
Ezekben a gondolatokban. A te nevedben.
We pray.
Imádkozunk.
In Jesus' name.
Jézus nevében.
We pray.
Imádkozunk.
Amen.
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 Amen.